Nikki, don't know that mom and pop.
Well, tell me about this house that you're living in now. You got a... What about the room that we're sitting in now? What do you call that?
I don't have a two-bedroom. And the back room is a tenant room. This the kitchen. Don't look at it, it's nasty. I ain't tripping this morning. I don't mind you going through the kitchen. I ain't tripping this morning, that's the bedroom. I don't have a living room. I have a couch in there and everything in there. And that's the bedroom. This is the bedroom. And they asked me why don't I make a... This be the living room. Mm-hmm. But I see my rooms are too small for two beds in.
Oh, I see.
Uh-huh. And that was the back porch, then this is the kitchen. Mm-hmm. And that was the back porch back then. I had that built into a tenant room since I've been here. Uh-huh. I had it built on here since I've been here. See where that piece goes up there? Well, that's the back porch. And the man wouldn't take the piece out because that piece goes from one end of the house room to the other. He said if I take that out, I'd make a bedroom. So I just had it built larger and kind of deep freeze was so large that I could rent my deep freeze sitting on the back end on the weather beating.
Right.
And I had this bill on to here for a tenant room.
Oh,
nice. It ain't that nice, but when you're by yourself and you can't do no better, that's all you can do. You see my beans and thing I picked this morning?
Oh boy, you have been working, haven't you?
Yeah, I picked them greens this morning, and I picked the antifreeze, I picked them snap beans, and I washed the greens, cooked them, I ate a pot of simple and medium, I cooked them greens. Mm-hmm. Now, I keep everything in there, the kitchen ketchup. Tomatoes tomorrow. I'm gonna keep that in sometime today.
Yeah.
And the tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. How long you say you've been living in this house?
I've been here 8 years, going on 9. Be 9 years, 13 of this and coming March.
9 years.
Mm-hmm.
Is this right here in this picture? Is that one of your husbands or what?
No, that's a preacher, Reverend. How come I can't call his name? He preached he had a son over there in Memphis. Mm-hmm. He used to come and revive us, and I picked supper for him one night, and he gave me that photograph.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me, have you traveled around Mississippi very much? Tennessee?
I traveled a good bit in Tennessee, but not too far. I've been Dyersburg and Fulham, Kentucky, and different places like that. And I ain't never been to Nashville, don't been right there, and ain't never been there.
Uh-huh.
I had a friend there about 3 miles from Nashville. I had a chance to go, but it was so bad to make when we got there, I didn't go. And my niece goes to school in Nashville now. And my niece was here yesterday, and she said she'd been to move to Nashville. But I have never been to Nashville. They tell me it's a pretty place.
I've never been to Nashville either.
So you have?
Sure.
And Marion, Arkansas, and Kyle's, Arkansas, what's the name of the place used to be? I played it on the station the other day, but anyhow, before we had a broadcast station here, I was in Arkansas and I got a chance to go over to that broadcast station. Mm-hmm. Before we had a broadcast station in Kern. I've been all over places like that, and St. Louis and Parrish, Tennessee, and different places traveling like that. And I used to live on one side of Brown. I've been to fight for in places and all like that. Mm-hmm. And I've been to Pittsburgh.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. I've been to several places, but I just ain't never liked traveling. If I had a chance, my husband told me, said, you want to go see that? That's like, be the first way. You want to go see a bitch? She didn't say that. I said, I believe. He said, you just bought your coat, I'll get your suitcase and give you $100 out your pack. I said, hell no. He said, well, you better stay at home. And believe it or not, I made up my mind to go this year.